Time for your comments pulled from emails and voicemails that we've received. We read and listen to all of them. Last week, we checked in on the federal No Child Left Behind legislation. Along the way, we talked to Reg Weaver, president of the National Education Association. Michael Brown of Columbus, Ohio, disagreed with what he said was Weaver's top priority, quality teachers. First and foremost, for any school in the world to be exceptional, it must have exceptional parental support. Without active parental support, all the money, special programs, and quality teachers will become marginalized and eventually unsuccessful. Richard Spencer, who teaches high school in Indianapolis, Indiana, had this to say: teachers are not the problem. It's that we have our hands tied by the government and the administration. More importantly, we need our parents. On our parent-teacher meeting days, on average, 6 parents attend out of 150 students. We got a ton of letters after commentator Todd Boyd meditated on the long history of black male comedians performing in dresses.
Why do these performers emasculate themselves? And why are audiences so eager to see the black man humiliated in this manner? Perhaps by feminizing the image of black masculinity, some people are made to feel less threatened and more comfortable. Perhaps the cross-dressing black man is a way to neutralize the image of empowered black men that hip-hop culture provides on a regular basis. Perhaps some entertainers will do anything for a laugh and a dollar.
Don Smith of Philadelphia loved what Boyd said, except for this. Boyd absolves hip-hop artists, many of whom degrade and emasculate black men as much as Tyler Perry and others. The images of gold teeth, shucking and jiving men salivating over shiny gold jewelry, and scantily clad women is just as damaging to the image of the black man, if not more so, as the image of black men in drag. I look forward to the day when all these caricatures are scorned the way we scorn the Amos and Andes and Stephen Fetchets of the past. Michaela Baird Rosencrans sent this email from San Diego about Todd Boyd's commentary. It is somewhat refreshing to see black men depart from the stereotype of the hyper-masculine black man consistently reinforced in hip-hop, sports, and other forms of entertainment. Also, when black men play black women for comedic effect, it is often far more insulting to black women than to black men. Tyler Perry's Madea and Martin Lawrence's Big Mama portrayals of mammy types make my skin crawl. Finally, Brian McCready of Sacramento, California wrote to object to our reporting that King County, Washington was named after Martin Luther King. It wasn't. Founded in 1852, it was named after former U.S. Vice President and slave owner William Rufus Duvain King. But the county was renamed after Nobel Peace Prize winner Martin Luther King Jr. in 1986. Thanks for the clarification. We appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330, or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.